This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Two Coloradans who will join the state's U.S. House delegation next year are in Washington, D.C. today for new member orientation in the U.S. House. Democrats Brittany Pederson and Yadira Caraveo will represent Colorado in Congress next year. Also at orientation is Democrat Adam Frisch, whose race with incumbent Republican Lauren Boebert in the state's 3rd District is still undecided. Candidates in those undecided races are also invited to the House orientation. The number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 jumped by nearly 100 patients in 1 week. According to state data, 320 people were in the hospital. The majority of the cases in the state come from the BA5 Omicron variant. State officials are encouraging Coloradans to get the Omicron booster before traveling for the holidays. An effort to reduce wildfire risk in Colorado Springs has identified several areas for mitigation. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The Wildfire Mitigation Advisory Committee already has a plan to work on close to 90 acres of land on the Fisher Canyon property. They're looking to secure grant funding in the spring to help pay for projects including the Cedar Heights neighborhood, Stratton Open Space, and another property near Blodgett Open Space. The goal is to try and create a buffer throughout Colorado Springs that might slow or even stop a fire from reaching the nearly 150 neighborhoods at most risk. Voters approved the Mitigation Committee last year, allowing the city to spend up to $20 million in retained tax money for the program. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
The number of homes sold in Metro Denver fell 40% last month compared to last year. Higher mortgage rates are slowing down the housing market, and prices are falling. The median price for a house in Metro Denver was $566,000 in October. This is CPR News and KRCC.